The Prime Minister has emerged from his meeting with energy retailers in Canberra, accusing retailers of gaming the system and declaring that thousands, if not millions, of Australian families will now pay less for their electricity. Malcolm Turnbull had summoned the chiefs of seven energy companies to Canberra to meet him and his senior economic ministers. Mr Turnbull says the big companies have now agreed to do a better job of looking after Australians. Stephanie Dalzell has this report from Canberra.
The media were allowed in to glimpse the beginning of the Prime Minister's roundtable talks with the heads of seven electricity companies. But Malcolm Turnbull was doing all of the talking.
And we want you to work with us. Australian families are under real financial stress.
The beginning of the meeting mirrored the lead-up. The electricity retailers have been silent in the face of a collective media blitz from Malcolm Turnbull and the Energy Minister Josh Frydenberg. After writing an editorial in the Australian newspaper and appearances on Channel 7, the ABC and Sky News, Josh Frydenberg appeared on Channel 9's Today Show, using an ancient parable to warn companies of impending doom without change.
We've got obviously the sword of Damocles there with the choice of regulation if need be. Mm. But today, in the first instance, we want to hear from the companies as to what they are doing and what more they will do.
Consumers are paying higher prices for electricity than they need to, and the government attributes that to a lack of transparency in the system. It says it's already taking action with gas companies by threatening to restrict gas exports to ensure local supply and by improving competition in gas pipelines. But it's accusing electricity retailers of failing consumers by withholding clear information from customers about how much they pay and making it hard for customers to switch retailers or plans. The Australian Energy Regulator found households could save up to $1,500 a year just by moving to another provider.
50% of families have not moved in the last 5 years. So what we'll be demanding from the companies today is better information, more comparable information, and a better deal, particularly for lower income households who find themselves stuck.
The Greens have come up with their own plan. The party wants to re-regulate the electricity sector in deregulated states. And if that doesn't happen, Greens MP Adam Bandt wants a federal intervention to cap prices.
If you ever need a proof that government is captured by the big companies, just look no further than your power bill. In some parts of New South Wales, you could be paying, if you're on the top offer there, you could be paying up to $2,000 a year more for an average household than your counterpart over in the ACT.
But Malcolm Turnbull emerged from the meeting after 2 hours, declaring consumers will be better off.
And I can confirm now what has been agreed at the meeting. The retailers have agreed that they will write to their customers who've reached the end of a discounted plan and outline in plain English alternative offers that are available.
The retailers will also have to outline to the government and the Australian Competition and Consumer Commission the steps they're taking to help customers find offers, particularly those on hardship programs. The Prime Minister says he's determined companies provide as much information as they can to customers, and that will ensure thousands, if not millions, of Australian families will be better informed and pay less for their electricity. The retailers are due to report back to the government in less than 2 weeks.
Stephanie Dalzell with that report.